Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Hey guys, Gary here, and today I just want to emphasize how important it is to build a real estate portfolio. But the problem I see that people have is that things that hold them back from building that real estate portfolio for their financial freedom. Number one, timing the market. People always come to me and they're like, well, Gary, you know, I really want to take advantage of the market when it's down. And I say, well, now is a great time. It's a slow market. And they're like, no, I think it's gonna go down some more and go down some more. And then they wait. And then when it hits the bottom, they're still waiting. And then the market climbs. And they're like, oh, well, I should have bought. And then they wait some more. And then they sit on the fence. They're like, well, is it gonna go back down? And they keep talking to themselves. A bunch of inner conflict. And at the end of the day, they don't take action and they just have this inner dialogue in their mind because they were trying to time the market. But they don't know that if they had just put the money down and bought a property, they would be better off, irregardless of whether they bought at the bottom of the market or whether they bought at the top of the market. When you're investing and building a real estate portfolio, you're thinking long term. You're not thinking about 1 or 2 years. And if you're thinking long-term, 5 to 10 years, it doesn't really matter whether you bought at the bottom of the market or at the top of the market. The difference is immaterial. The number two thing I see that holds people back from building a real estate portfolio is the unwillingness to make mistakes. Everyone wants to buy the perfect property, the perfect price. They don't want to buy something that's not 100%. But the problem is, in order to learn and grow and build a real estate portfolio, they have to learn to make mistakes. And if you're working with a dream team, a great realtor with connections to a mortgage broker and home inspector and all that stuff, we don't make big mistakes. We're not perfect in the sense that we have the perfect property every single time. No, but we know where the trends are. We know what properties classes to buy, and we minimize the mistakes as much as possible. But the problem I see is that people want this ideal property. They're not willing to buy a property that's pretty good and it's a great asset class. No, they're waiting for the absolute best property. And frankly, the perfect property doesn't exist. I've said it time and again, the perfect property doesn't exist. Your best bet is to buy great assets at great prices and just build from there. And don't be afraid to make mistakes, because mistakes help you to grow and learn. And if you're learning from those mistakes, those are great learning opportunities. The worst is you make mistakes and you don't learn from them. So that's why it's important to just take action and pull the trigger, and like, don't focus on, oh, I'm gonna make a mistake, it's not the absolute best bet. If you're working with the right team, you're gonna be buying solid assets. You're not gonna be making giant mistakes. You might not buy the absolute perfect property, but you'll buy a pretty solid, good property. As for me, I never sell any lemons to my clients. All of the properties that I've sold my clients have gone up. All of them are great assets, great long-term and hold assets too. So like, if you're working with the right team, you don't have to be worried or concerned about that. And the third thing that holds people back from building a real estate portfolio is unwilling to pull the trigger. They are just hesitating in their mind. Is it a good bet? Is it a good buy? Oh, what if this happens? What if it's not? What if it's, I'm buying too much? I'm overpaying? What if like I bought a lemon? it's a huge investment, and they're like running the numbers in their head and worried and conservative. Oh, will I be able to afford the mortgage? And Canada's mortgage default rate is among the lowest in many nations. I've checked with other mortgage brokers, and they're talking to me about people in Canada just worried about defaulting on their mortgage, but we have the lowest default rate in most of the developed nations. So I wouldn't worry too much. If you have stretched yourself too thin, don't worry about it if you have been working with the right mortgage broker. The right mortgage broker will likely have put a buffer in so that even though you've stretched yourself, you won't default. And then if you're borrowing money in Canada, you will know that it's incredibly difficult to get a mortgage because banks are so tight, so strict on their mortgage stress test. They want to make sure you have above and beyond what's required to pay the mortgage. So you don't have to worry about that. So the three things that holds people back is that timing the market, unwilling to make mistakes, and unwilling to pull the trigger. Are you making these kind of mistakes in your real estate portfolio? People want to build the real estate portfolio, but people aren't willing to step outside of their comfort zone and learn and meet the right people and partner with the dream team to help them build this, to make this thing happen. And you know what? If you want to build that real estate portfolio, it's not that scary. It really isn't. If you have the right team, and the right team will educate you, the right team will guide you, and there's multiple professionals in that team who will walk you through it. It's really not that scary. You know, and if you've never purchased a home before, start with buying your first property. And then after that, buy your second property. You know, when I work with my clients, I'm not like, oh, let's buy this commercial building right away. I'm like talking about, hey, do you have your first property yet? Do you have your second property yet? Have you built a little bit of familiarity, built a couple properties under your belt, and then we can be a little bit more adventurous. You know, I don't start telling them, oh, we should buy this like 30 unit commercial complex. They're not there yet. The right dream team for you will guide you and know what you need and help take you there. Hey, remember, don't wait to buy real estate. Buy real estate and wait. That's it for today, and I'll see you in the next video.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.